Ghana and Togo are set to sign a number of agreements, particularly in the area of water and power supply. The agreements will be signed during the three-day state visit of Togolese President Faure Gnassingbé, who arrived in the country yesterday. President John Mahama announced this when he hosted the Togolese president and his delegation to a state dinner at the banquet hall in Accra. The event was attended by the Vice President Kwesi Emesa-Afa and his wife Matilda, members of the diplomatic corps, service chiefs, and some government officials. Pascaline Adadevo reports.
The state dinner kickstarts the three-day working visit of the Togolese President Faure Gnassingbé. The two countries share very close ties historically and economically. To buttress the warm relations between Togo and Ghana, President Mahama lightens up the night with a joke.
During the African Cup of Nations qualifying game between Ghana and Togo in Tamale, I was listening to commentary and I heard of an Ayite scoring a goal, and I was just about to celebrate, only to find out that it was a goal against us. And this was not a Ghanaian Ayite, but a Togo Ayite, who had received a pass from a Togolese secretary, not a Ghana secretary, and has scored a goal against Ghana. Well, in the end, we won the match and qualified for January's African Cup of Nations tournament. But we must all take consolation in the fact that Ghana's victory can also be considered a victory for the people of Togo.
On trade relations, President Mahama said the ECOWAS protocol on free movement of persons needs to be further consolidated by doing away with artificial borders. Nonetheless, Ghana and Togo enjoy very good trade relations, and Ghanaian companies are always represented at the annual Lomé International Trade Fair. Early this month, President Mahama joined his Togolese counterpart Faure Gnassingbé to inaugurate a new joint border post at Nuefe as part of the ECOWAS Transport Facilitation Program. President Mahama announced at a dinner a suggestion from President Faure Gnassingbé that a joint border post be opened 24 hours to facilitate trade between the two countries, a suggestion President Mahama says he supports fully and would direct it to the technocrats to map out modalities towards bringing it into fruition. There are also a number of projects to be undertaken by both countries for which memorandum of understanding will be signed.
Currently, plans are far advanced for the joint development of the Juale multi-purpose dam project in the northern region, which is aimed at developing constant power supply to the northern part of our country and the northern part of Togo. Similarly, an MOU on the Sogakope-Lomé drinking water supply project will soon be signed by our two countries for work to start on the construction of a water treatment plant which will use the lower Volta River to produce treated water for transmission to Lomé, Togo. When completed, all towns and villages in the southern Volta along the transmission pipe route in Ghana will also be supplied with treated water.
Togolese President Faure Gnassingbé also added his voice to the need for member states to have a united voice in pushing the integration agenda. He lauded ECOWAS Chairman President Mahama's efforts towards the restoration of peace in Burkina Faso and also in the fight against the deadly Ebola virus. At the last ECOWAS summit in Accra, President Gnassingbé was tasked to study the Ebola response and vaccination process in the sub-region. Togolese President Faure Gnassingbé's entourage include the president of Togo's main opposition party, Union of Force for Change, Gilchrist Olympio.